2014, summer of 2014. He was born in 1998, so he was actually around the corner at a friend's house. He was sitting on a porch, and some guys drove up and began to shoot at people that were standing on the sidewalk in front of this house that he was at.
Oh, my gosh.
When they took off to run, he got hit in the leg. And I was at a restaurant when I got that phone call, so it was crazy. Stay on the phone when they called, BJ got shot. And I'm just, you know, that's my only child.
Oh my goodness. I'm going crazy,
like, oh, no, please, it can't be. And then we ran out. It was crazy. I grew up in this neighborhood. There are a lot of kids that grew up in the neighborhood together. You know, we all grew up together. So we would let him roam the neighborhood. He was with my nephew that has since been killed in a car accident. That day he was with my nephew, which was 2 years older. He didn't know who it was because it was a drive-by. They drove and shot out of a car. And then they ran, you know, they ran. They didn't know who it was, but I do know somebody on that sidewalk got shot 5 times that day. So we believe that that person was a target, and BJ was just in crossfire. Never would I have expected that, you know, in the neighborhood that I grew up in, but things, times have changed. It was hard because my brother was killed by gun violence in 1979 on Atkinson Avenue in a white building, the first murder I can remember. But my brother was killed. So, of course, my mind goes, oh, my God, this cannot be happening again. It cannot be happening again. So afterwards, it was hard because I was angry at him because I had told him, don't go around that block. Don't go on that block. But still, they were hanging out on that block. He was a little shell-shocked, I'll say. He was a little gun-shy. He didn't want to go back out for a while. But they let him go. He went to the hospital. He was treated that night, and he was released that night. So by the grace of God, my child survived. No artery got hit in his leg. But I really cannot tell you, other than parents need to become parents. We need some more fathers. We need some more men in our community speaking to these kids. It's not just boys. We need some strong men and strong women with family values to show these kids the right way. It's a mess right now. It's totally bad. We need to be talking to these neighborhood folks where these neighborhood problems are occurring. We need to be out there, especially the ones that have been in those neighborhoods for long amounts of time. We need to go back to those block watches. We need to go back to those block captains where they're reporting things. We need to become more actively involved and not just closing our blinds and turning our lights off when things are happening down the block, you know. So we have to become more active as a community. It's not about us personally now. It's about us as a whole and our kids and our generation. So I began to call, you know, we have to be aware as a community. Right. Come down here in the community for a day. Come sit out here in one of these cars and watch what happens in your community. Like my alderman, I haven't seen my alderman since he got elected. So, come down here and sit down here and watch what's going on in your community. I haven't seen my alderman. He was town and council president. I haven't seen him patrolling these neighborhoods. I haven't seen him talking to his constituents, none of that.